Mo was a war zone. Should be awarded the Shopper's Medal of Honor.
Well, you'd think people would be kinder at Christmas time.
Well, isn't that the truth? Practically had to wrestle that nun to the ground to get this peace and joy candle.
Well, I feel so lucky finding this foot bath for Mother.
Yeah? You really think your mother's going to be able to cram her triple E's into that thing?
Well, sure. If she soaks one foot at a time. Can I hide it over here so she won't find it?
Over here? I thought you said the woman never leaves the bedroom.
Well, she does with her presents. She can zero in on one like a pig sniffing out a truffle.
Well, that's a pretty picture. Well, I'll just go stow it in my closet.
Oh, not that way, Uncle Vint.
No, honey, the big branches go at the bottom and the little branches go at the top. Well, and the whole damn thing is going out the front door. Where on earth did you get that gaudy piece of junk?
From my very best friend, Luann Fayette, and I think it's beautiful. Yeah,
she got herself one of those new fiberglass trees.
Oh, yeah, they're much more realistic than the chrome.
Well, I want my tree to come from a forest, not an assembly line in Taiwan.
Oh, gee, Grandma, we thought you'd like it. You always complained about having to clean up the needles from a real tree.
Mm-hmm. And this is the next best thing. Look, it even comes with this pine-scented spray, so it smells just like a real Christmas tree.
Good. It smells like the men's room at the bus station.
Well, I think our fabulous fake adds class to the room.
Yeah, and the metal pole has done wonders for our TV reception.
What is that, a National Geographic special?
No, it's a holiday show. An Andy Williams Christmas in Somaliland.
I was wondering why the hippo is dressed like Santa Claus. I'm turning this damn thing off.
No, wait, Mama. Later on, Andy's going to sing Oh Holy Night to a herd of zebras.
I'll tell you what, Christmas has gone to hell in a handbasket.
Something that'll fill you with holiday cheer, Grandma. Aunt Effie sent us a fruitcake.
Oh, well, that's really sweet. Well, wait a minute. This is the same fruitcake I sent her last year. Talk about chintzy, recycling Christmas presents.
I couldn't agree more, Thelma. That's the fruitcake I gave you 2 years ago.
Well, it is the thought that counts.
Oh, here's something that'll cheer you up, Mama. Christmas cards.
Who are they from?
Well, there's one here from the mailman and one from the paperboy.
They just want tips. Toss them.
Well, here's one you're going to like. It's from your cousin Leona. And she says she sent you a Christmas present.
Oh, well, she shouldn't have. Although last year I gave her that beautiful Afghan and she gave me zilch.
Is Leona the one you grew up with on the farm?
Yeah. Hey, listen to this. She says she's sending me something to remind me of the old-fashioned Christmases we had long ago.
Oh, shoot. I was hoping for that new Donald Trump game.
Shut up before I trump you.
Well, what do you think you're getting, Grandma?
Well, it can't be anything too ritzy. In those days, we were poor as church mice. It didn't matter, though. They were the happiest Christmases of my life.
Wait, let me get this straight. You were happy and poor?
You know what? You goons do not understand the true meaning of Christmas. We were rich without ever spending a dime. We gave each other homemade presents. And then we'd have a great big dinner with all the food fresh from the farm.
Oh, Thelma, it sounds like a Norman Rockwell painting come to life.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you would love it. We'd have a big old stuffed goose with all the trimmings, mince pies, candied yams, plum pudding. Hey, I'll bet you that's what Leota is sending me.
Plum pudding? Ooh, I've never tasted that.
Well, you are going to. Listen up, everybody. That is what we're going to do. We're going to have us an old-fashioned Christmas with a real old-fashioned Christmas dinner.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
But wait a minute, Miss Harper. We've already made all the plans.
Well, we got reservations for Christmas dinner at Al's Eatin' Barn.
That place out on Route 5 with the big plastic steer on the roof?
Yeah, they're having a Christmas special. All you can eat for $9.95 a person.
No, thank you. I'm not sitting on a bale of hay while some yahoo in overalls serves me turkey and dressing out of a wheelbarrow.
But all right, we'll cancel them. We were just trying to help.
Yeah, you were the one that said you wanted to take it easy this Christmas.
Well, I've changed my mind. Lord, we've got a million things to do here. First thing we have to do is get us a real Douglas fir. Get rid of that stainless steel toilet brush.
Oh, that's okay, Skeeter. We'll take it down to the basement. It'll be a wowzer when we turn the strobe light on it.
Oh, I'll get it. I
tell you what, we're going to hand make all of our own ornaments, and we'll fix all of the food from scratch. This is going to be the best Christmas ever. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. I got a delivery for Thelma Harper from Lynchville.
That's me. I bet you this is from Cousin Leona.
Is it plum pudding?
No. Looks more like the main course.
Mama, this is not a Christmas present. It's a goose.
No kidding. I thought it was a walking feather duster.
Hey, he came with a note.
Oh, so he did. Dear Thelma, surprise, this is Leland. He's one of my prize geese.
Oh, well, hi there, Leland.
I have sent along a bag of his favorite feed. Now, don't slaughter him until Christmas morning. The fresher, the better. Happy eating, love, Leona.
Slaughter him? We just met.
Oh, such irony. The goose delivered his own death warrant.
Oh, Mama, we're not really going to kill him, are we?
Well, it makes eating him so much easier.
Gee, Grandma, when you were telling us about those great old-fashioned Christmases, you didn't mention this little tradition.
Yes, Thelma, what exactly did you off your main course in the good old days, before or after you opened your Christmas stocking?
Just a damn minute, he,
Well, Mama, what's the best way to do it, like this or like this?
How about like this, you lug nut? Tell you what, you are nothing but a bunch of lousy hypocrites.
What do you mean by that?
It means I didn't hear any of you animal lovers turning down my meatloaf last night.
Well, maybe not. But we didn't know the side of beef personally.
Oh, look into his little eyes.
The sweet little thing.
Sweet nothing. Geese are the orneriest creatures on God's green earth.
Oh, he's not an ornery old goosey, are you, Leland? No. Our Leland's a good boy.
Isn't he going to make a wonderful father?
He is a goose, not a boy, and quit calling him Leland. You'll get too attached.
Well, what should we call him?
Dinner. Well, you boys will go out in the backyard and fix up a nice pen for him. There's plenty of chicken wire in the garage.
Chicken wire? He's a goose.
And you're a bird brain. Now get out of here.
Did you hear that, Leland? You're going to have a nice pen all to yourself.
That's right, kiddo. Plenty of room and plenty of feed.
Oh, Thelma, you do like him after all.
The hell you say? I just want to fatten him up. Come on, dinner. Let's get your food. You better watch it, Buster. You ain't gonna make it till Christmas.
Oh, geez. I had no idea making these Christmas decorations would be such hard work.
Oh, what are you complaining about, Bubba? I would kill to do paper chains. Stringing popcorn is so boring. Ow!
Maybe you should have tried the cranberries. They're fun. Look how many of them I've strung in only 2 hours. Next time, remind me to tie a knot in the end of the string.
Ow! Get away from me,
Sounds like Leland and Grandma are playing tag again.
Ow! Lord! Which one of you clowns left that goose pen open?
Did he try to go after you again, Miss Harper?
I swear that bird acts like I got a bullseye painted on my butt.
He likes a big target, Mama.
You better watch your mouth or you're going to be gumming your Christmas dinner. If I go back there in that yard, I feel like Tippi Hedren in the birds.
Well, it's nothing personal, Grandma. He's just guarding his territory.
His territory? He's been here 2 days. I've been here 40 years.
That's his nature. That's why a lot of people nowadays have watch geese instead of watch dogs.
Yeah, well, I'll take my chances with a pit bull any day.
You know, the only reason he keeps attacking you is because he knows what you have in mind for him. Animals have a sixth sense about things like that.
Naomi, we're talking about a dumb goose here, not the amazing Kreskin.
He's not so dumb, Mama. I've taught him how to heal when we go out for our walks.
Don't you be taking him for walks. His legs will get tough.
Miss Harper, quit saying things like that.
Don't worry, Aunt Naomi. She'll never go through with it.
All righty, let's see now. Who am I going to stuff him with tomorrow? Apple, prune, or chestnut dressing?
All right, that does it. I can't listen to another word of this.
Well, you won't have to, Skeeter. It's time for us to leave anyhow.
Where the hell do you think you're going? It's Christmas Eve, and you have not decorated the tree.
We've decided to go caroling with the neighbors.
Those tone-deaf losers? The only thing you want to hear from them is a silent night.
Well, I would much rather sing off-key than plan the execution of an innocent goose.
That goes for me, too, Grandma.
Ditto. Oh, by the way, Mama, if you string any cranberries, be sure to tie a big knot at the end of the string, or you'll be sorry.
I would like to string up those three. All right, for a 10 to 12 pound goose. Shoot, I better run out and give dinner a little more feed. Iola, what in the world do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm trying to get Leland to wear this little scarf I made him. You know, these December evenings are very chilly. And you do lose 60% of your body heat through your head. He could catch his death of cold.
He's catching his death tomorrow.
Thelma, I'll be having my big meal with Mother and Daddy tomorrow, so you needn't set a place for me at the table.
Oh, will you knock it off? I'm sick and tired of everybody getting all misty-eyed over this vicious bird of prey. Oh, here come the Yuletide yokels.
It sounds like they're right in front of the house.
Well, they're tromping on my lawn. They're headed for the front door.
Thelma, leave it down. Quick, get him! Don't you even think about stopping that little darling?
Sounds like he's moving in on the alto section. Maybe that damn goose is good for something after all. Hey, go for the blonde bimbo, Leland!
Gee, a pen and pencil set. Just what I wanted. Thanks, Grandma.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Oh, look at this great big present. I wonder who this is for. Oh.
For you.
It's from me, Thelma.
Oh, I wonder what it could be. I wonder what it could be.
I know. It's a hand puppet.
For who? King Kong?
Allow me to demonstrate. Now, what is the biggest problem of the holiday season?
Unwanted gifts?
No, silly. It's Yuletide grit and grime, tracked in by merrymaking friends and loved ones. And the holidays are much too precious to be dragging the vacuum cleaner in and out of the closet. So, what is a homemaker to do?
Go to Club Med?
No, silly. A less expensive alternative is a vacuum cleaner cozy. Wait. Jimmy, the toy soldier. When he's off duty, he is a festive addition to your holiday decor. But should a cookie crumble on your carpet, oh no, Jimmy springs into action to repel the invader.
Go, Jimmy, go.
Thank you, Iola. I will sleep so much better knowing that my living room is safe from the gingerbread menace.
Are you going to open our gift, Mama? Are you? Huh?
Sure, Benton.
It's from all three of us.
Yeah, it's something you've been wanting for a very long time.
Oh, it's a set of those Shinsu knives like they advertise on TV.
Let's try them out, Grandma.
Good idea. I know just the job for this little baby. Which one of you is going to hold him?
Hi, Mama.
Yeah, we've got to go to Luann's.
I'm going to take Terry her gift.
I gotta go too, Thelma. I'll think where later.
Well, come on, get out, all you deserters. Just remember, we're eating at 3. They're gonna change their mind this afternoon when they bite into that tasty bird, right, Timmy?
Yes.
All right. This is gonna be a piece of cake. Seen this done hundreds of times on the farm. Of course, I've never actually done it myself.
Thank you.
look who's here. Hey, Leland, how you doing today? Here, goosey, goosey, goosey. Come to Mama. Come to Mama. You know something's up, don't you? All right, Leland, if you won't come to me, I'm going to have to come to you. Whoops. Okay. Here we go. All right. Ooh, boy, I'm tired. Ooh. How about you, Leland? Wouldn't it be great just to put your head right down there? Right there. Close your eyes. Take a nice long nap. Amber's smarter than I thought. All right, Leland, let's cut the chit-chat. We both know why I'm here. The quicker I do this thing, the better we'll both feel. Well, the better I will feel. But just think about it, Leland. You're going to look like $1 million in your orange glaze. And it is not every goose that gets stuffed with apples and walnuts. You're going to be the center of attention. They're going to eat you up. Oh, well, now you're buttering me up. See, you're trying to act all soft and sweet, and the minute I turn my back on you, you're going to be biting me on the butt again, right? All right, Leland, let's get this show on the road. I'm sorry I didn't bring you a blindfold or a cigarette, but I will give you a moment for a silent prayer. All right, time's up. Stretch it on out here. Perfect.
Well, I still say Mama may be a lot of things, but she is no goose killer.
Oh, yeah? Then how come the table is all set?
Ooh, I could have sworn she wouldn't go through with it.
Oh, it smells real good, too.
Now remember, not one of us has taken a bite.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
God, that woman is a cold cookie.
Oh, you're all here. And just in time, too. Everything's ready.
Everything?
Yeah, everything. I'll be right back with our main course. Sit down.
Oh, poor Leland.
This is the worst Christmas I've had since the year I got pajamas and socks.
Here you go.
That is Leland?
No, this is Leland. Come on.
Oh, he's alive!
Tell me you couldn't kill him after all.
No, I guess I'm just a marshmallow like the rest of you.
There you go, Leland, nobody.
See, look here. I made my own goose out of stuffing and vegetables.
Oh, well, that is so cunning.
Hey, it looks like we're having Leland for dinner after all. Yeah.
Can we keep him forever, Mama, huh? Can we, huh?
Oh, no, I've not gone that soft. I gave Aunt Effie a call. I figured since that yippy little dog of hers died, maybe she'd like to have Leland as a watch goose.
Oh, what a great idea. That way we can visit him whenever we want.
You know, I believe I will have a bite of this mock goose after all.
All right, let's eat.
Hey, hold it, you heathen. We have not said grace yet. Well, Lord, I wanted an old-fashioned Christmas, and it looks like I got one. When I was a little girl, Christmas was about giving and not getting. So I'm feeling real good about giving Leland a few more years to scare the hell out of everybody, which she's supposed to do. I think that we're all feeling the spirit of peace and goodwill, just like in the old days, and for that, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Leland, would you like the drumstick? Relax, Leland. It's just a little poultry humor.